This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Zimbabwe's Election Commission announced Sunday President Emmerson Mnangagwa won re-election in Wednesday's polls, but the runner-up is disputing, arguing the election was rigged. Columbus Mavhunga reports from Harare.
Announcement by Zimbabwe Electoral Commission that Mnangagwa won re-election, beating challenger Nelson Chamisa by about 380,000 votes. Not everyone agrees. VOA as Chamisa of the Citizens Coalition for Change party what he plans to do.
The next step is that we are ready to form the next government on account of correcting all the errors that we have identified.
Even election observers accusing of withholding ballots in urban areas where the opposition has strong support. Columbus Mavhunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Russia's investigative committee has confirmed Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was killed in a plane crash. Spokeswoman Svetlana Petrenko said in a statement on Sunday, genetic testing had identified all 10 bodies recovered at the site of the crash, and the findings conformed to the manifest of the doomed flight. Russia's Civil Aviation Authority earlier this week said Prigozhin and some of his top lieutenants were on the list of 7 passengers and 3 crew members that plummeted to the ground halfway between Moscow and St. Petersburg on Wednesday. A vessel carrying steel products to Africa has left Ukraine's Odessa port through a temporary Black Sea corridor, the second ship to do so since Russia withdrew last month from a UN-brokered deal that allowed for grain to be safely exported, a senior Ukrainian government official said on Sunday. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is seeing a big boost in donations since he was booked on criminal charges in Georgia last week. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
They say a picture's worth a thousand words, and that mugshot of Donald Trump being booked at the Fulton County Jail is worth about $7 million for his election campaign. They've been selling T-shirts, bumper stickers, and mugshot mugs, profiting from the criminal case. But a recent filing shows even though Trump raised more than $53 million in the first half of this year, $59 million has been paid out to dozens of law firms. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo arrived in Beijing late on Sunday for a 4-day visit aimed at boosting business ties between the world's two largest economies while declaring American national security trade measures off limits for debate. Relations are tense as the United States works with allies to block China's access to advanced semiconductors. Raimondo will hold bilateral meetings with Chinese officials on Monday and Tuesday in Beijing before she heads to Shanghai. Prosecutors opened an inquiry Sunday into 2 explosions at an unlicensed liquefied petroleum gas filling station that left 2 people dead and 56 people injured north of Romania's capital Bucharest at the weekend. Most of the injured were firefighters who rushed to the station to extinguish the blaze from the first explosion before the second occurred late Saturday. Quote, the fire started while gas was transferred from one tanker to another. A source of fire appeared under one of the tankers, General Prosecutor Alex Florenta told the press conference on Sunday. He said speculations include that a cigarette was carelessly thrown. The movie Gran Turismo, based on a true story, and Barbie are practically tied for the number one spot at the box office this weekend. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Guys who race are elite athletes. Your kids are scrawny little gamer kids.
Gran Turismo is just a little bit ahead of the Barbie movie for ticket sales this weekend. Gran Turismo opened with $17.3 million, while Barbie brought in $17.1 million, according to studio estimates. Those figures could change with the final numbers on Monday. Sunday also was National Cinema Day, with tickets in most theaters going for just $4. Last week's number one movie, Blue Beetle, drops to third place this week. Oppenheimer is number 4, with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem in 5th. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.